This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The World of Agriculture is brought to you by the Iowa Corn Growers Association. Opportunities are increasing for U.S. pork worldwide. We'll have more right after this.
You might think Iowa just grows corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa. Hi, I'm Stu Swanson, a farmer from Galt, Iowa, and the first vice president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association. Whether you're planting, harvesting, or anywhere in between, as a member of the Iowa Corn Growers Association, you're also actively advocating for our industry. As an ICGA member, you have a voice lobbying on ag issues at the state and federal levels on priorities that impact your farm. Join us today at iowacorn.org/join.
A bright spot in the swine industry lately has been the growth and opportunity in the overseas markets. At the World Pork Expo in Des Moines, John Hinner, Senior Vice President of Industry Relations with the U.S. Meat Export Federation, said demand in countries like Mexico has been adding significant value to U.S. pork products.
You know, first of all, exports have been a boom to the U.S. pork industry, so we're excited to be a part of it, play a major role in U.S. pork exports. And of course, you know, we need to check off to be able to help fund the activities that we're doing. You know, Latin America, specifically Mexico, has been so exciting for the U.S. pork industry. You know, when you look at a great percentage of our hams going into Mexico on a daily basis, it's a, you know, excellent way that we're going to continue to be able to move that protein into that market. You go back to 1994 and we were less than 25 pounds of pork consumption in Mexico. Today we've hit a benchmark. We're over 50 pounds of pork consumption into Mexico, and we're the major supplier of that pork. It's exciting to be able to do that.
Hinner said education has been a huge part of the USMEF strategy to bolster demand for pork worldwide.
When you can assure a customer that that product's going to perform, you know, you're going to have a repeat buyer. And as consumers around the world learn more about U.S. pork and U.S. pork products, you know, they trust it. So a lot of what the U.S. Meat Export Federation is able to do along with the pork checkoff is education, promotion. And when you have the combination, you build repeat buyers all the time, whether it's at the retail sector or whether it's at the food service sector.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.